यमुना तेरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद ब्रह्मंस प्रभे जगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग शिला प्रभुपाद की जय है। I am giving class in front of Narayani Mataji. With her blessings, I will say something. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभिस्तम स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं दधाति स्वपदंतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्री रूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादानु सहगना श्री ललिता श्री विशाखावितंस्य हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीना बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानु सुहृदय प्रणामानि हरिप्रिय पंचकल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमो विष्णु पदाराय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचार निर्विशेष शून्यवाद पार्श्वपादेश जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधा श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 2, Chapter 1, The First Step in God Realization, text number 37. Brahmananam Shatrabhujo Mahatma Vida Purur Angri Snita Krishna Varnaha Nana Vidhabhijya Ganopapano Dravyatmakaha Karma Vitanyogaha Brahmananam Shatrabhujo Mahatma. Vidurur Angri Sita Krishna Varnaha Nana Vidhabhijya Ganopapanno Dravyatmakaha Karma Vitani Yogaha Brahmananam Kshatrabhujo Mahatma Vidurur Angri Sita Krishna Varnaha Nana Vidhabhijya Ganopapanno Dravyatmakaha Karma Vitani Yogaha Brahmananam Kshatrabhujo Mahatma Vidurur Angri Sita Krishna Varnaha Nana Vidhabhijya Ganopapanno Dravyatmakaha Karma Vitana Yogaha Vaishnavis. Brahma, the Brahmanas, Ananam, the face, Kshatra, the Kshatriyas, Bhujaha, the arms, Mahatma, the Virat Purusha, Vit, the Vaishyas, Puruho, the thighs, Angrisita, under the protection of his feet. Krishna Varnaha, the Sudras, Krishna Varnaha, Nana, various, Abhida, by names, Abhijyagana, the demigods. Upapannaha, being overtaken. Dravyatmakaha, with visible goods. Karma, activities. Vitana yogaha, performances of sacrifice. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Virat Purusha's face is the Brahmanas, his arms are the Kshatriyas, his thighs are the Vaishyas, and the Sudras are under the protection of his feet. All the worshipable demigods are also overtaken by him, and it is the duty of everyone to perform sacrifice with visible goods to appease the Lord. Purport. Monotheism is practically suggested here. Offering sacrifices to many demigods under different names is mentioned in the Vedic literatures. But the suggestion made in this verse is that all those varieties of demigods are included in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are only the parts and parcels of the original whole. Similarly, the divisions of the orders of human society, namely the Brahmanas, the intelligent class, the Kshatriyas, the administrators, the Vaishyas, the mercantile community, and the Sudras, laborer class, are also included in the body of the Supreme. As such, sacrifice by everyone of them in terms of pleasing the Supreme by physical goods is recommended. Generally, sacrifice is offered with clarified butter and grains, but with progress of time, human society has produced varieties of goods by transforming material supplies by God's material nature. Human society therefore must learn to offer sacrifices not only with clarified butter, but also with other manufactured goods in the propagation of the Lord's glory, and that will bring about perfection in human society. The intelligent class of men or brahmanas may give the direction for such sacrifices in consultation with the previous acharyas. The administrators may give all facilities to perform such sacrifices. The vaishyas class or mercantile community who produce such goods may offer them for sacrifice, and the Sudras class may offer their manual labor for the successful termination of such sacrifice. Thus, by the cooperation of all classes of human beings, the sacrifice recommended in this age, namely the sacrifice of congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, may be executed for the common welfare of all the people of the world. Srila Prabhupada brings them. Ultimately, Srila Prabhupada brings the point of the congregational chanting, Sankirtan, isn't it? So the first sentence itself, it says, monotheism is practically suggested in here. Monotheism means the one God. So that one God, who is that one God? Which is Srila Prabhupada says in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita. He says, Ekam Sastram Devaki Putra Gitam, Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva, Eko Mantras Tasya Namani Yani, Karmapi Ekam Tasya Devasya Seva. So Ekam Sastram, he says Ekam Sastram is the one scripture, one God. Everybody wants to know who is that one God. People are into it, one God. One scripture, one God, one religion, and the one occupation. Srila Prabhupada says in introduction of Bhagavad Gita. So one scripture is the, he says, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavad Gita. That's one scripture. One God, Devaki Putra, Krishna. One hymns, one mantra, one prayer is the Hare Krishna mantra. And the one work occupation is to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Means serve the Lord, satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now Srila Prabhupada is mentioning purport about the different varnas, and also he is including demigods. So Srila Prabhupada is practically taking the everybody here. Demigods, all the human society. And what should they do? If you want to bring the here the peaceful formula of the society is the fifth Bhagavad Gita, fifth chapter, text 29. What is the sloka? Bhoktaram jagatapasyam sarvaloka maheshwaram suryadam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam santimachit. Krishna says, I am the bhokta. This is the peace formula is given. So here Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about this whole sloka is the human beings must learn to offer sacrifice to the Lord according to their status in life, and that will bring about perfection in society. This is what this sloka is talking about. And he is including, of course, the Lord himself in this sloka. Sukadeva Goswami is including here all the varnas and of course the demigods. So demigods are also, Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, demigods are the part and parcel of the Lord. And demigods, of course, they are the higher human beings. They are living in the their lifespan is longer than the human beings on this planet. And they have the more facilities, good facilities you can say, than here. But ultimately they are also part and parcel of the Lord, and they are also afraid. Because how many times we hear, there is always they are afraid of the demons. And the demons take over their position, and they drive them out. Sometimes they have to even hide, demigod system. So this is the nature of this material world. Doesn't matter wherever you go. If you go to higher planets or stay here, doesn't matter, it's the same. Dukhalayama Shashvatam. Temporary. So demigods are also part and parcel. And demigods are also part and parcel means the simple example is given. If you water the root of the tree, then you don't need to water the branches or the leaves of the tree. Like leaves and the branches of the trees are automatically nourished if you water the root of the trees. So if you satisfy Krishna, Ishvara Param Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Rai Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. So if you satisfy the Krishna, then you don't need to satisfy different demigods. You don't need to. Of course we respect them, we don't just deny. But if Krishna is satisfied, if root is a Krishna, and if Krishna is satisfied, then the demigods are automatically satisfied. So, unfortunately, in the society, because of desire of the material desires, to gain something, people worship different demigods to gain some material benefits, but that material benefits is not going to last long, and it doesn't help. So Srila Prabhupada is making point about the first point about the demigods. The demigod, they also have a position. Demigods are given the position according to their qualification. It's like in the administration, you have the president or prime minister and all the other departmental heads. So similarly, demigods also given have their positions like that. Of course, they are higher beings, but that's their position. So, and that's also temporary. Considering the eternal time is temporary. And sometimes demigods also get into trouble. Right? They sometimes challenge the supremacy of the Lord. Lord Indra, Lord Brahma, in the Brahma Vivahan Leela, Lord Indra in the Govardhan Puja. They cannot figure it out. Who is that this little boy in Braj? So they get in trouble. But one thing about demigods, they are also devotees of the Lord. So ultimately they come for the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Ultimately they come. There is a difference between the demigods and the demons. Demons think that they are the doer. They try to fight with their own power. But demigods, at least they take the, because they are devotees of the Lord, they take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And they go to the Lord Brahma and Lord Brahma prays. Lord Brahma goes and he requests the Supreme Lord. So that's the demigods. Then Srila Prabhupada is talking, he is coming now to the, and of course the sloka, before we go to Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, we know that sloka Bhagavad Gita, 7th canto, chapter 20, 7th chapter, text 20. Kama saitarite jnana prapadyante anya devata. Tam tamav niyamam ashraya prakritya niyataswaya. Is the persons who are, whose intelligence is stolen by material desires, they worship the demigods. They go to demigods for material benefits. So now Srila Prabhupada is talking about the varnas. So what he's trying to do is demigods, the supreme, all the human in the human society, ultimately everybody should please the person Sarva Karana Karanam Krishna. So he's talking about the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, and Krishna is saying here that the Virat Puru's face is the Brahmana, the arms are the Kshatriya, thighs are the Vaishyas, and the Shudras are the legs. So this Varnasram system is there. You see. But here Srila Prabhupada is talking about Daivi Varnasram system. And the Yuvarnasram system is the where the everybody is, they are according to their Chaturvarna Maraya system, Guna Karma Vibhagasya. This Krishna himself says that I have divided these four varnas. And these four varnas are according to the Guna and Karma. According to Guna, they have individually acquired from the previous life, the people has individually acquired their Guna. And according to the guna, they perform the activities. So, according to guna karma, Krishna has divided these four varnas, and these four varnas are going to perform the activities according to the required guna. Just like a brahmanas. Brahman is considered intelligent class. And what is the brahmanas? Brahmana is it is mentioned nicely in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, text 42. Brahmana's qualities are peaceful, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness are the natural qualities of the Brahmanas. Kshatriyas are the heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are the Kshatriyas. is the natural qualities. Then the Vaishyan, Shudras are the class which is the, Vaishyas means the, their qualities are the farming, cow protection, and business are the natural work for the Vaishyas, and Shudras are those who are labor and service to other three classes. So we can see that these four varnas are there everywhere. It's just not recognized. And the people wants to engage in this, in their occupation according to the gunas, according to qualities they have acquired, they have received. So the, but of course, what here is saying that this all varnas should use their qualities in this service of the Lord, ultimately to satisfy the Lord. The human being, the human form of life is meant to satisfy the Lord. So all the activities we perform ultimately to satisfy the Lord. And the qualities which is Brahman has, Brahman has these natural qualities, which is self-control, austerity, purity, honesty, knowledge, tolerance. And these all qualities they have, they use in the service of the Lord. Same as the Kshatriya, who are the, who has leadership. So they use that leadership in the service of the Lord. And Vaishyas is the, their business is the cow protection. Their natural quality is the cow protection and trade and the business. But they use that in the service of the Lord. And same as the Shudras, which is to serve other three, Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, to serve them. So human being has acquired these natural qualities. It is there. And the purpose in Daivi Varnasram system, the point is to use this everything in the service of the Lord. But unfortunately, that Daivi Varnasram system is not there. And because Daivi Varnasram system is not followed, what happened? It became a caste system. In the caste system, it happened that you have Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, but just by the birth. They think by the birth, I am born in a Brahman family, so I am Brahman. I am born in a Kshatriya family, so I am Kshatriya. This is what happened, caste system. Instead of Daivi Varnasram system, in turn into caste system, and because of that, even though they born in a Brahman family, but they are not, unfortunately, sometimes they don't follow the Brahmanical qualities, Brahmanical occupation. They don't. And because they don't follow, then Jay says Brahman just by the name, but not really a Brahmans. And same thing happens with the Kshatriya. And unfortunately, in the some parts of the world, they believe that way. I'm born in a Brahman so family because I'm a Brahmana. But when you consider that occupation is not a Brahminical. So it is kind of gradually, by Devi Varnashram system was there, but it gradually degraded and become a caste system. So ultimately, that's why Srila Prabhupada said in Bhagavad Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In this age of Kali, everybody is Shudra. There is no Brahman. And Srila Prabhupada wanted to uplift this Shudra mentality, Shudra consciousness into the Vaishnava consciousness. Not even Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. His goal was to bring everybody on the Vaishnava platform. Because when the Vaishnava is there, Vaishnava has automatic qualities of the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. Because Vaishnava is interested in serving the Lord. So that's ultimately his goal in his life, to serve the Lord. And the Vaishya and the Vaishnava, if he has to do service of a Kshatriya or the Brahmana or even Shudra or even the Vaishya, he is able to do it. Because ultimately he's doing everything he does for the satisfaction of the Lord. And that's what Srila Prabhupada wanted. That's why he started this Hare Krishna Society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. To bring everybody on the Vaishnava platform. Consciousness, Vaishnava consciousness. And of course he also saw that everybody will not be able to be on the Vaishnava platform. Then of course he wanted the Varnasram system. But ultimately he wanted Daivi Varnasram system. Because everybody, the devotee individually can engage in the service according to their propensity. But ultimately point was to satisfy the Lord, and the real way to satisfy the Lord in this age of Kali is Sankirtan. In the 11th canto, 5th chapter, text 36, Shikara Karbhajan Muni is instructing to King Nimi, and he says, Kalim Sabhaj Ayanti Arya Guna Gyaha Sara Bhaginaha Yatra Sankirtana Naiva Sarva Swartho Bhi Labhyate. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. And such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga because in this age, in this fallen age, all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. And Srila Prabhupada is making point at the end of the purport here. Congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Then of course, another verse from the 12th canto, chapter 3, text 51. Kale dosunide rajan asti ek manguna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga parambaja. Kali Yuga is filled with all faults, no end of the faults. But there is a one guna, special guna, and that is the Astek Mahana Kirtana Deva Krishnas, means the Sankirtan. This is the Yuga Dharma. Sankirtan is the Yuga Dharma and congregate chanting. So persons who have a Brahmanical qualities, they can help in Sankirtan. They participate in it. Persons who are Kshatriya, they protect the Sankirtan movement. They help to protect Sankirtan movement. Persons who has a qualities of the Vaishyas, they help Sankirtan movement by giving the charity. To propagate the Sankirtan movement. And as Shudras, they also help the Sankirtan movement. So idea is that the Sankirtan movement is the Yuga Dharma, and everybody, all varnas in the society can take part in it. They might be not directly take part in chanting, of course, if they have time, but if they are busy with their business or whatever, then they take part, they help the devotees who are propagating Sankirtan. They help them, they assist them. And that's their devotional service. That's what Srila Prabhupada wanted, and he wants that way. See? And that's why it is said that even demigods want to come and take part in the Sankirtan movement. Who knows? Some of you are demigods. Who knows? Come here in this planet to help propagate Sankirtan movement. Otherwise, how would you all take up just like that? Krishna is a foreign word to all of you. Was a foreign word in 1960s. Right? But you all took up that. Now it's not a foreign, of course, but in 1960s, oh my gosh. If you tell someone you are a vegetarian, what? What is vegetarian? We don't know. What are you talking about? Right? That's what they say. And on top of that, you know, Srila Prabhupada come here and he have them wear all the like a chadar, you know, bed sheet. No saris, but him wearing like a yellow cloth around and having the tilak and the neck beads. And the neck bead also not the tulsi neck beads in the beginning days. Right? And the japamala also not the japamala also not the tulsi. When Srila Prabhupada came in the Gainesville here, they had to have japamala. There were no japamala, tulsi japamala. They had to go to the store and get the beads, plastic beads, and make a japamala. Or have neck bead. That's what the situation was. So how would you all take up like that? So you must be all coming from some other planets, sure, to propagate this Sankirtan movement. Because you all understood what is a Sankirtan. This is a goal. This is the goal of this human form of life, to propagate Sankirtan movement. So that's what is in this purport, it is mentioned about the ultimately to please the Lord. One way or another, please the Lord. Okay. I think that's what it is. Here I don't have anything else. Okay, one thing was, this was interesting. When we talk about, of course, Hare Krishna's devotees, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if you go to outside and people say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So Srila Prabhupada would ask his devotees in the morning conversation, he said, why Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Why? Any answers? Why Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Srila Prabhupada. Someone said in the morning conversation, here it says, one disciple said, well, Gita says. Then, but Srila Prabhupada, Gita is just a book. Then one devotee says, you say, Srila Prabhupada, you are saying. So Srila Prabhupada says, I'm just an old man. How are people going to accept it? Then Srila Prabhupada said, because when you chant Hare Krishna, you experience transformation. And when you experience transformation, said, you know that this process works and therefore Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But then some other time, in the morning conversation, he asked the same question that this was in somewhere in America. He said, in morning walk, he asked question, why Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So that devotee who was there in the previous conversation with Prabhupada, he said, well, Srila Prabhupada, you said that the He was trying to, he thought he knew the answer, nobody else knew the answer. So he is saying that, he said, because when you chant Hare Krishna, you experience a change and you know Krishna is there. Prabhupada said, no, because Gita says so. Gita says so. So people can ask, because Hare Krishna say Krishna is the Lord, one scripture, one Lord, but everybody is not going to accept you just like that, right? You have to be ready to answer them. Any questions, any comments? Okay, so see you at clear. Yes.
I was thinking that you were mentioning about us offering whatever we have to Krishna. But in Kali Yuga, we're also dissatisfied with whatever we have. You know, if we have, we're expert in Shuddha qualities, but then we want to become a Brahmana and do that, or we want to become a Kshatriya, or we're not even satisfied with our gender. You know, if we are male, then we want to become female. You know, if we are female, we want to become a male. We're Kali Yuga, so what do we do? We're so confused and so dissatisfied. How do we offer our things that we do have and just offer them without thinking I need to be something else?
Well, there are couple of reasons. One is the ignorance. And because of the ignorance, we experience moroseness. Ignorance results in the feeling of moroseness. Second is the attachment results into dissatisfaction. Third is the ahankar, false ego or false pride results in four things. False ego results into anger, second is sentiment, third is loss in enthusiasm, and it also in the pride. So these are the reasons are there for the being dissatisfied. Dissatisfaction is attachment. So we have to, now how are we going to come above? How are we going to come above these things? Question might be raised. Okay, you say, you know, yeah, I have a person, because of the ignorance is the cause, feeling moroseness. Then the attachment results in dissatisfaction, and the third is the false ego results into four things: anger, sentiment, losing enthusiasm, and the pride. How can we come above? We can come. How can we purify this? The purification process is the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul has to attach, get the association of devotees. When we start serving the genuine devotees, Vaishnavas, that Vaishnava seva is satsang is the only method by which heart can be purified of the destruction causing by this ajnana. By serving the genuine Vaishnava is the only possible way to remove this ajnana, ashakti and ahankar. Now how can we do that also? That means, and the association is very rare. Genuine Vaishnava's association is very rare. But this satsang is, which satsang is only, that satsang is, we have to understand, this satsang can be only by having the rope of that faith. Rope of that faith is needed to have that, have to understand that the satsang is going to help. It means the rope of that faith is needed. And that rope of faith is broken, is removed, then it's difficult. See? So Shraddha. And that's why Srila Prabhupada formed the society. But of course, he formed the society, but in society also we have to, you know, it's not easy to deal with the devotees. Sometimes unfortunate. Isn't it? Right? How many times we say, a particular business devotees, I'm not going to do the business with devotees. They say that. And it's true, I'm not going to deal with the devotees' business. I'm going to deal with the business with devotees. See? So that means that, you know, it requires love and trust. It needs to be there. So the rope of that faith is genuine Vaishnavas. And that faith is needed. And that faith is broken, faith is removed by the association with the, not with the genuine Vaishnavas or spiritual. Or rope of faith is also removed when we are not performing our sadhana. Because sadhana keeps us, our sadhana bhakti keeps us in that continuation. To purify and remove this ahankara and other thoughts going to true limbo. Any other question?
Yes, so, did Manavati brought up something about gender confusion or something? Oh, okay. Well, you know, if the thought came to me, for better or worse. I mean, let's say someone thinks that they are a guy or a girl, and then kind of think they're their body. But if somebody's like, not sure about that, they want to be something different, then they're kind of thinking, I'm not this body, I need a different body.
So it's still bodily conception.
Well, at least they think they're not that body. Is that a good point?
Okay. The point is that whatever you have desired, Krishna will fulfill those desires. Yes. If you are not satisfied with the male body, then if you want the female body, you will get the female body in next life. Don't worry.
Be careful.
And if you don't satisfy with the female body, you will get the next body and the human body. You will get it.
Yeah, well, I guess my point was that what do we do when we're not satisfied with what we have?
Yes. Attachment results in dissatisfaction.
That's a very good point.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.